The Shoes on the Danube Bank is a memorial in Budapest, Hungary. Conceived by film director Kin Togai, it was created by him and the sculptor Gyula Power on the bank of the Danube River. It honors the Jews who were killed by fascist Arrow Cross militiamen in Budapest during World War II. They were ordered to take off their shoes, and were shot at the edge of the water so that their bodies fell into the river and were carried away. It represents their shoes left behind on the bank. It is located on the Pest side of the Danube Promenade in line with where Zoltán Street would meet the Danube if it continued that far, about 300 meters, 980 feet, south of the Hungarian Parliament and near the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. Translation: the composition entitled Shoes on the Danube Bank gives remembrance to the people shot into the Danube during the time of the Arrow Cross Terror. The sculptor created 60 pairs of period-appropriate shoes out of iron. The shoes are attached to the stone embankment, and behind them lies a 40-meter-long, 70-centimeters-high stone bench. At three points are cast iron signs, with the following text in Hungarian, English, and Hebrew, to the memory of the victims shot into the Danube by Arrow Cross militiamen in 1944-45. Erected April 16, 2005. Source, MTI, Saturday, April 16, 2005. Translation, a Holocaust memorial will be dedicated on Saturday, the Holocaust Victim Memorial Day, in Budapest. 60 pairs of cast iron shoes, cast in the styles of the 40s, stand in remembrance of the people shot into the Danube during the Arrow Cross Terror. The memorial lies on the riverbank between Roosevelt Square and Kossuth Square. Source, Népszabadság Online, April 15, 2005. During World War II, Raoul Wallenberg and 250 co-workers were working around the clock to save the Jewish population from being sent to Nazi concentration camps. This figure later rose to approximately 400. Lars and Edith Ernster, Jacob Steiner, and many others were housed at the Swedish Embassy in Budapest on Lie Street 2-4 and 32 other buildings throughout the city which Wallenberg had rented and declared as extraterritorially Swedish to try to safeguard the residents. On the night of January 8, 1945, an Arrow Cross execution brigade forced all of the inhabitants of the building on Vadis Street to the banks of the Danube. At midnight, Karoly Szabó and 20 policemen with drawn bayonets broke into the Arrow Cross house and rescued everyone there. See also front page of 1947 newspaper below. Among those saved were Lars Ernster, who fled to Sweden and became a member of the board of the Nobel Foundation from 1977 to 1988, and Jacob Steiner, who fled to Israel and became a professor at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Steiner's father had been shot dead by Arrow Cross militiamen on December 25, 1944, falling into the Danube. His father had been an officer in World War I and spent 4 years as a prisoner of war in Russia. Dr. Erwin K. Koronyi, a psychiatrist in Ottawa, wrote about the night of January 8, 1945 in his Dreams and Tears, Chronicle of a Life, 2006, in our group. I saw Leho Stokler and the police holding their guns at the Arrow Cross cutthroats. One of the high-ranking police officers was Pal Shalai, with whom Raoul Wallenberg used to deal. Another police officer in his leather coat was Karoly Szabó. Pal Shalai was honored as Righteous Among the Nations on April 7, 2009 for helping save these Hungarian Jews. Karoly Szabó was honored as Righteous Among the Nations on November 12, 2012. Swedish Legation Budapest 1944. Document in the National Archives of Hungary 1945. Thank you letter from Leho Stokler, President of the Jewish Community of Budapest, to Karoly Szabó for rescuing 154 persons and his family, 8 persons. Karoly Szabó, Righteous Among the Nations. Coordinates 47°30.14.05 and 19°02.41.22 / 47.5039028°N 19.04478 33°E / 47.5039028 19.0447833